This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Billy Hitchcock, manager of the Baltimore Orioles, going in five. Billy Hitchcock, your profession all your life has been in baseball. For a number of years, you were in the minor leagues as a manager. For many years, you were a coach in the major leagues, but now you finally made what so many baseball players hope to make. You're a manager. You're manager of a first-class ball club, the Baltimore Orioles. Now, here you are on a threshold of really being a manager. How does it feel?
Real good. Of course, fellas in baseball who have ambitions of becoming managers and naturally big league managers over the years, and we work toward that, and when it finally happens, I think it's all a very thrilling moment for all of us. So I think I can very easily say that I feel real good about being manager of the Baltimore Orioles.
Of course, you start with a built-in advantage, and that is the general manager of your club is not only knowledgeable in baseball, but he's a first-class person. Billy Hitchcock, of course, the quality of players, that quality is important to the success of a manager, but it's not only there. What makes a good manager?
Well, that's a pretty tough question, I think, Cliff. Of course, a winning manager is always considered a good manager, but I think we have a lot of good managers who don't always win. There are a lot of things that go into that, and as we know in this game, we have to have the ball players to be successful. However, I think a manager definitely can have an influence on his ball club, and to me, always the most important thing in managing is to get the most out of your ball players, have them in a good frame of mind and giving you the best of their abilities while they're on that field. I always felt that generally a happy ball club was a winning ball club. Of course, if we win, we're a little happy. If we lose, we're not so happy. But generally a ball club who works together as a team rather than just nine men. We have 25 men on a ball club and work together toward winning. I think that's a big part that a manager can play, is to keep the fellows happy and bearing down and going hard every day and every minute that they're on the field.
For a player to reach the major leagues, a fellow not only must have talent, he must have perseverance, he has to be the cream of the crop. Whether he lasts or not, that's something else. But in order to come up at all, he must be real good. Each player comes up to the major leagues is an individual personality, but he is a strong personality. How do you weld together 25 individual personalities?
Well, of course, every man of the 25 have a different personality, and they generally are handled differently. I think the big thing in getting over to a ball club is a feeling of winning and playing together as a team. We see a lot of ball players today whose averages, if you look at them, might not be too impressive, Cliff, but they do a lot of things on the field that do not show in the box scores that contribute to a team's winning a ball game. Those fellas are very important to a ball club, and it's that feeling of working together and, as we call it in baseball, picking the other guy up in a particular situation and doing little things to help your ball club win. Those are the things that we like to get over to our boys. And in many cases, we have examples, as I've mentioned, that the fellows, average-wise, they're not too impressive. But on the field, they do the things that help win ball games. And we call those fellows pros. They do the little things to help win, and they're very valuable to a ball club.
Billy Hitchcock, I've been making a tour each year of the spring training camps in Florida, and I can tell you this, there are many fellows among the pros who are pulling for you this year and wish you all good luck. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Miami, from the spring training camp of the Baltimore Orioles. All good luck to you, Billy Hitchcock, manager of the Baltimore Orioles.
Thank you, Cliff, very much.